I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Kate Galvin, who's the new Producing Artistic Director for the Cardinal Stage Company. Kate, welcome. We'll pretend this is sort of a mixer. Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
And what were you doing there?
I was freelance directing, so I was directing both in Philadelphia and also at other regional theaters around the country, and I was also the associate producer at 11th Hour Theater Company, which is a small organization in Philly that produces mainly contemporary musicals. My training in college was at NYU in their musical theater program at the Steinhardt School, so I had 4 years of high-quality training as an actor, and then I did some performing after I graduated from college as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're acting and you're doing some performing and
yeah. So after
next?
I graduated from school, I was looking around and I realized that I didn't want to be another blonde unemployed actress in New York. So I started looking around at different opportunities, and I had previously done an internship in Philadelphia with an organization that no longer exists called the Theater Alliance. And working for the Theater Alliance, this was back in like 2000. I realized that there was a really thriving theater scene in Philadelphia. And so when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do after college, Philadelphia was one of the first places I looked. And I wound up in a casting apprenticeship at the Walnut Street Theater, which is a very large, prestigious regional theater in Philadelphia. It's the country's oldest theater. And so I got into casting and also some literary management. I was reading a lot of scripts, and I got into casting primarily thinking that it would be useful to me to learn about the casting process so that I could be a better auditioner. I could be a better actress and get more jobs. And when I got to the Walnut, I realized that I actually really loved casting, and it was a whole field unto itself that I didn't really know anything about prior to that.
I think I understand a little bit about reading scripts mm-hmm. and perhaps passing them along, but what sort of skills does a person need for casting?
We were putting together auditions in Philly and in New York, and really being a good judge of talent is extremely important. Being organized is important, and also being able to understand what the director is looking for and solving the puzzle of here's what they want, here's what we have. How do we make these two things go together?
Sounds like more than one Rolodex.
Yes, yes. Files and files and files. My whole office, my apprentice year, was just me and a bunch of filing cabinets.
Now, you've come to Bloomington. Currently, Peter Pan is getting ready to appear on the stage there at the Cardinal Stage Company. It's kind of Cardinal's gift, really, to Bloomington, because the university and even the churches and some of the other educational groups in town pretty much shut down during the holiday period. And it's been a gift from Cardinal to present really a family show during the mid-year. Randy started the Cardinal Stage Company back in 2006 and has worked over the years to really develop a very high profile and a very successful company that draws on some artists from out of town and a lot of local talent. Perhaps Cardinal feels, and in part with your coming, that it's ready for something else.
Yeah, I think one of the things that made me interested in taking this job is that I felt like this is an organization that is poised for growth. And Randy did just an amazing job building this company up, building its reputation regionally in the area and in Indiana. This. So I have the utmost respect for what Randy did. And I'm really excited to start bringing in more artists from around the country to collaborate with the incredible local talent we have here in Bloomington. We're so lucky to have the Jacobs School of Music in our backyard and the IU's incredible theater department. And it's just a town that loves arts and culture. And I'm excited to both show that off to artists from out of town and also give the local people a chance to work with just top-notch actors and directors and designers from around the country. I think it's going to really help raise Cardinal's profile and Bloomington's profile.
Kate Galvin, Producing Artistic Director at the Cardinal Stage Company, welcome to Bloomington.
Thanks so much.